感谢主，再给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹有一些的彼此的勉励。
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to once again to share some encouragement with sisters.
今天我的题目呢是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And today's topic is that he must increase, I must decrease.
我们一起先读两处的圣经。
Let's read two verses from the Bible.
第一处在约翰福音第三章第三十节。
The first is in John chapter 3 verse 30.
我们都很熟悉的经节。
It's something we're very familiar with.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must increase and but I must decrease.
第二处在利未记第十三章十三节。
The second part is in Leviticus chapter 13 verse 13.
祭司就要查看全身的肉若长满了大麻风，就要定那患灾病的为洁净，全身都变为白，他乃洁净了。
And the priest looketh, and behold, the leprosy covereth all his flesh. He shall pronounce him clean that has the sores. It is all turned white. He is clean.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，你再一次在让我们在你的名下聚集。
Lord, how much we thank you for allowing us to gather before your name.
主，你的恩典是何等的浩大。
And how great is your grace.
主，每个主日我们可以在这里向你倾心吐意。
And every Sunday morning that we can draw close to you.
我们借着饼杯我们可以来亲近你。
And by the bread, your table, we may draw close to you.
我们可以向你献上感谢、赞美和敬拜。
And we give you thanks, praise, and worship.
主，这是何等大的恩典。
And what great grace this is.
主，我们也何等感谢你把你的话赐给我们。
And we also thank you for giving us your word.
主啊，让我们在你的话中我们可以有美好的交通。
So that we can have wonderful fellowship within your word.
主，我们知道若是离开圣灵在我们当中做奇妙的工作。
Lord, for now, if we are apart from the Holy Spirit and does miraculous works,
所得到的只是头脑的知识。
And what we have received is but knowledge in our head.
但是主，我们求你将圣灵浇灌在我们当中的时候
，Lord, we ask that you pour down your Holy Spirit upon us.
主，我们就可以真知道你
，and only then will we truly know you.
主，我们可以真正的在你的话语中蒙你的光照，也得你的建造
，and only then will we truly receive light through your word and also be edified.
主，我们真是把这一点的时间完全交在你的手中
，and Lord, we give this bit of time completely into your hands.
求你恩待我们众人
，and may you bless us.
奉主耶稣基督的名
，In our Lord Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我这次交通的内容呢，是和这段时间的在主面前的一些学习有关系。
So the sharing I want to share with you today is related to our some studies we've done recently.
我会从三个方面呢来讲到他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And I will share with you from three different perspectives that he must increase and I must decrease.
那第一点我会讲到这是神做事的一个基本的原则。
And this is the first thing is that this is the very basic key principle of God's work, His will.
另一方面呢，第二方面我会讲到我们一个作为基督徒，我们里面有两个生命的并存。
And also, as a Christian, there is an existence of two lives within us.
有一个老亚当的生命。
And first is the old life of Adam.
有一个我们因信耶稣基督所得到的这个永远的神儿子的生命。
And secondly, is through our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of the eternal Son is also within us.
那第三个方面我会讲到我们一些实际的操练和我最近的一些的具体的学习。
And lastly is some practical applications and some recent things I've learned.
好，我们讲到第一方面的时候，我就特别想到最近弟兄姊妹有点一首诗歌。
So on the first point, I remember a hymn that we sang recently.
这个诗歌是我们诗歌本第八十二首，它是在主十架之下。
It's underneath the cross, it's hymn 82 in the book.
特别有它第四节的地方有这样提到。
Especially in the last the fourth stanza.
他在讲到说，我从我的震惊心怀，流泪任二其事。
Two wonders I confess. Oh, and from my smitten heart with tears.
一是他爱无法测量，一是我的不值。
Two wonders I confess, the wonders of his glorious love and my own worthlessness.
就讲到我们的两个方面，我们第一方面我们要看到神的爱啊，他这个英文叫做是，英文是直接翻译过来是他荣耀的爱。
So the first is his glorious love.
那第二方面呢，我们就是讲到我们自己是不值得神这样来爱我们。
And the second is our own worthlessness.
那在我们最近弟兄姊妹礼拜五的时候，也有弟兄点到诗歌，就说第426首是他自己。
And on Friday night, our brother also picked a hymn 456 is also refers to himself.
A.B. Simpson 弟兄写的一首诗歌。
And this is a hymn written by our brother A.B. Simpson.
他特别讲到是前要的是祝福，今要祝自己。
And he talks about blessings, but also ourselves.
我们这是我们弟兄姊妹很喜爱的一首诗歌。
And this is a hymn that is loved by our brother and sister.
特别讲到我们有很多在我们可以追求的东西，但是比起主自己来说。都是次要的。
But it speaks of a lot of things that we can seek after, but compared to our Lord Himself, they are all worthless.
在最近我们的一些读经或者是读经的聚会中，我们有好多都是让我想到这个原则。
So in our Bible studies, we often meditate upon this principle.
这个原则是什么呢
？And what is this principle?
就是基督或者是神是我们的一切。
And that is Christ is everything.
我们自己呢是一无所有。
But man is nothing.
我在记得在最近我们周五的查经中特别讲的，在查到罗马书第四章。
And in our Bible study on Friday nights, we meditate upon Romans chapter 4.
他特别讲到这个信心之父亚伯拉罕。
And it talks about our father of faith, which is Abraham.
特别强调这个亚伯拉罕呢，他之所以是亚伯拉罕。是因为他的信心，而不是他的行为。
And it emphasizes upon the point that he is Abraham is because of his faith, not because of his works.
我们弟兄姊妹在讨论的时候，在交通的时候，有很多的问题。
And so while in discussion, there were a lot of questions that were raised.
但这些问题呢，都解答都是在这个神的这样的一个基本的原则。
But the answer to all these questions reside in the principle.
就是神是一切啊。在神看来，人是一无所有的。
And that God is everything, but man is nothing.
那比方说，为什么亚伯拉罕和萨拉是在那么大的年龄才生孩子
？For example, why did Abraham have his son at such an old age？
我们知道亚伯拉罕和萨拉生这个神所给应许的这个以撒的年龄的时候是很高的。
And we know that Abraham did not have Isaac until he was very old。
亚伯拉罕100岁。
He was 100 years old。
萨拉是90岁。
And Sarah was 90。
萨拉已经在那特别讲的，他已经。过了生育的年龄。
And Sarah was already well beyond the age of childbearing.
按照人的天然的生命的规律哈，这个女人已经没有办法生孩子。
And according to natural law, she is unable to bear a child.
那为什么这个应许之子要在人最软弱的时候啊，神赐给他们
？And why is the son of promise given at such a time when the man is the weakest?
因为神是一切。人没有什么可夸口的。
For God is everything, but there's nothing much for man to boast.
为什么亚伯拉罕成为信心之父，但是呢，你却看到他在一件事情上非常软弱
？And why is Abraham the father of faith, but yet upon one thing he was demonstrated weakness?
就在他妻子萨拉为了他妻子萨拉的缘故，他有撒谎的这个经历。
And for the sake of his wife Sarah, he lied once.
但真正这个原因是在于他对神缺乏信心。
And the main reason is that he lacked faith towards God.
所以一个信心之父，他身上的软弱是在于他信心的软弱。
And therefore, for the father of faith, his weakness is in his faith.
为什么呢？这是因为人是不完全的。我们甚至有信心也是神的恩典。
And why is it so? It's because man is not perfect, and even in our faith there is weakness.
所以我觉得在这件事情上，我们看到我们周五的学习给我一个提醒，就是我们要效法亚伯拉罕这样的信心之父。
And on the Friday study, it reminds me that we must imitate Abraham in his faith.
但是亚伯拉罕真正他的信心的，说到底就是信靠神。
And the very basic foundation of his faith is that his faith is upon God.
他不靠人的能力。
He does not rely upon the.
也不靠人的智慧。
He does not rely upon the ability of man, nor upon our own intelligence.
在保罗在提摩太前书这里讲到第一章，他讲到犹太人是求神迹。
And Paul says this in 1 Timothy that the Jews seek after miracles.
为什么犹太人神迹呢？因为神迹的背后有能力。
Why do they seek after miracles? Because behind that miracle there is power.
希利尼人、希腊人是求智慧。
And the Greeks seek after knowledge.
但是呢，我们是却要传的钉十字架的基督耶稣。
But what we preach is a Christ that has been crucified.
为什么呢？因为神是我们的一切。
For God is our all.
这个原则就是我们在神的事情上没有办法帮助神。
And the principle is that in all these things, there's no way for us to help God.
所以他就用亚伯拉罕这个例子，把它放在一个人绝对的绝望的境地。
So he placed this example, Abraham, upon this example where man has no longer any power.
他已经没有任何能力，只有依靠神的能力。
He's at an end and he has no power, and the only thing left is to rely upon God.
所以我们的自己。在这亚伯拉罕的身上我们可以看到这个属灵的原则。
So upon ourselves and upon Abraham, we can see this key principle of God.
在我们当中弟兄姊妹也一起有一两个月有一次的旧约的追求的聚会。
So there was also a month or two where we studied the Old Testament.
我们已经读到已经完基本上读完了诗篇。
We pretty much concluded the book of Psalms.
从创世纪这多少年已经到了诗篇第一百五十篇已经第一次已经交通过。
And so we study all the way from Genesis all the way to 150 Psalms.
但是呢，我很奇妙哈，你看诗篇的时候，你要从高度很高的高度来看的时候。
What's amazing is that when you study the book of Psalms, you need to look at it from a very high level.
那它是有五篇的诗篇。
There's five sections of Psalms.
这五个书呢，五部的诗篇，这五部书呢是对应着。创世纪对应在摩西的五经。
And these five books or larger sections of the Psalms is geared towards the five books of Moses.
第一卷书呢是从第一篇到第四十一篇。
And the first is from the Psalm 1 to 41.
它最后的结束是什么呢？是阿门，阿门。
And the conclusion is Amen and Amen.
第二卷是四十二篇到七十二篇。
And second is from 42 to 72.
是阿门，阿门。
And it concludes with Amen and Amen.
第三卷是七十三到八十九。
And the third is from 73 to 89.
最后结束是阿门，阿门。
And the third is Amen and Amen.
第四卷是第四卷是九十到一百零六篇。
And the fourth is from 90 to 106.
它结束是阿门，你们要赞美耶和华。
And the it ends concludes with Amen, Hallelujah.
你们要赞美耶和华，在这个原文中就是 Hallelujah。
So it says that you shall praise Jehovah, which is Hallelujah.
第五卷呢是一百零七一直到一百五十篇诗篇的结束。
And third is the last one is from 107 all the way till the 150.
它中文它是说，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
And it says that let everything that has breath praise Jehovah, Hallelujah.
这个用原文看呢就是 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
And so the original text is Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
所以呢，你看这个诗篇，它的这个从大体上看，你可以看到阿门阿门阿门阿门阿门阿门然后阿门哈利路亚哈利路亚哈利路亚。
So from the beginning to the end, it says Amen, Amen, and Amen, 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 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
这是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of this？
因为这个阿门就是讲到我们的祷告的生活。
And Amen refers to our prayer life.
我们祷告什么事呢
？What do we pray about？
我们祷告，我们和神有亲近。
We pray that we draw close to Him.
我们把我们自己的需要向神倾诉。
We proclaim to Him our needs.
我们求神来帮助我们。
We ask seek for His help.
有时候我们为着神的事情，我们也求神带领我们。
Even sometimes for His work, we pray for His things. We pray for Him for His help.
所以祷告是我们与神一个美好的交通的这样的一个美好的操练。
So prayer is a wonderful exercise of our fellowship with God.
但是呢，等到这个诗篇到了高潮的时候，到了最后的时候呢，它是讲到要赞美。
But in the end, when it reaches a climax, when it says that there's Amen and Hallelujah.
这个赞美就是说，我们已经不再太多的想到我们自己的需要。
And what it means that we no longer consider our own needs.
我们为着神的所事，他的所作，我们来。全心的向着神。
But for because of who He is and who He does, who His works, we know.
我们可以把从我们心中发出我们的感谢和赞美。
And we proclaim praise and thanks from the depth of our heart.
有一个诗歌哈，我们可以 最后的时候有姊妹同们可以唱的这首诗歌呢也是A.B. Simpson弟兄写的一首诗歌
Later on if we have time maybe we can sing another hymn from by A.B. Simpson
这首诗歌叫非我为主
And it says that not I but Christ
这首诗歌呢它特别在副歌中它唱到是最后失去在主里面
And it eventually says that we are lost in Christ
所以我觉得这个就是在诗篇的这个 属灵的层次上，你可以看到，我们可以和神要，可以与神沟通，可以向神祷告。
From a spiritual understanding of the Psalms, we can see that we can pray to Him, we can ask, we can seek.
这也确实是神所喜悦、所看重的。
And this is something that He values and He desires us to do.
但是当我们的信心和生命渐渐成长大成人的时候，
But as our faith matures, so grows.
我们在信心中看到神为我们安排的一切
And we see all the things that he has set and prepared for us in faith
我们就可以把更多的赞美献给他
And then we can give him even more praise
我们不仅是可以阿们 神所做的 我们也可以为着他的所事和所做来 Hallelujah 来感谢赞美
Not only can we say amen to all the, his works but because of who he is and his works we can even more say hallelujah
我在想到 我们在 这个最近我们弟兄姊妹也 有很多不同的环境
And recently we also had a lot of different circumstances upon among our brothers
其中有很多 是艰难的环境
And some are very difficult circumstances
我自己心里特别对我自己 经历也是一样
And likewise towards my own experience
我觉得是神给我们安排这环境 要让我们来经历 神
God has prepared these circumstances for us so that we can experience Himself.
两个方面, 一个就是更多地认识我们自己,
and one thing, first aspect is that we may know ourselves even more.
另一方面就是能够更多地能经历神在我们身上的带领。
And the second aspect is to know His guidance even more clearly.
换句话说呢, 就是他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
And in other words, is that He must increase, but I must decrease.
在, 圣经很多的经文中, 我最喜欢的一个经文之一,
And amongst them, all the verses in the Bible, one of my favorites is this. It has helped my faith tremendously.
And
it's in Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
这话呢是给我有很大的安慰。And
this has provided me countless comfort.
这里讲到神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了。 岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赏赐给他们我们吗？
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
我们想到这个话的时候，我们就可以为着一切来感谢他，赞美。
And when we think of, consider, meditate upon these words, we can give him thanks.
因为他爱我们爱到这样的程度，他不会留下一样好处不给我们。
Because he has loved us to such extent that he would not withhold anything else from us.
当然我们看到一些好像世上的好处的时候，我们没有。 没有得到的时候，我们要想到，在信心中看到，这个呢，不是神看为对我们有好处的。And
sometimes when we have things in this world that we do not receive, we need to look upon it with a spiritual eye to see that these are not the things that God has prepared for us.
你有没有想到，这个有一次你去买一个彩票，一下子中了大奖？
Have you considered this, that if you go and buy the lottery and all of a sudden you won the lotto?
你这个大奖以后呢，哎呦，你就不需要再去工作。
And then if you have won the lottery, you don't need to work anymore.
然后你可以把这个钱安排好。
And then you can allocate your wealth properly.
一部分自己可以使用。
And one portion you will use for yourself.
一部分为神的施工服务。
And another portion will give into God's work.
那我们就可以安然度过余生。
And then we can basically live our life from that point on and till the end.
你相不相信神可以做？
Is this something that you do you believe that God will do for you?
亚伯拉罕是信神是使这个死无变有啊，使死人复活的神。
And Abraham believed that God is a God who turns nothing into everything, into all, and turns the dead into the living.
我们实在是相信神可以这样做。
And we truly believe that God is able to do this.
神能够这样做。
He is completely capable of doing it.
但是为什么不做呢？
But why doesn't he act upon this way?
因为对我们没有好处。
But it does not have benefit us. It does not benefit.
因为我们得到这几百万多少钱。 我们没有办法让主耶稣兴旺，我们自己衰微。
Well, because once we receive these millions of dollars, it does not help us to decrease and Christ increase.
所以我觉得实在是对我一个也是一个很大的提醒。
And I find that this is such a great big reminder for us.
特别最近我在弟兄姊妹当中神让我特别看到一点。
Especially God helps me to see this among the brothers and sisters.
就是有时候我们觉得我们是像我自己觉得是在服侍主有时候是服侍弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes we're serving brothers and sisters, we're serving God.
但是我们有时候会忘掉实际上这个服侍的过程当然神给我们有这样的服侍。
But sometimes we forget that, although in this process of service,
神是要来改变我们,
God wants to change us.
就像那个, 有一次这个大卫犯罪,
just like once David sinned,
他这个先知拿单, 来到他面前,
and the prophet Nathan came to him,
讲了一个小故事, 实际上就是指的大卫这个人,
and gave him talked about a story.A parable, and that was referring to David.
但是大卫呢，不知道自己在罪中认为是其他的人。
But David did not recognize that he was the one who was in sin, but thought it was someone else.
他就问，这个罪人是谁
？And he said, "Who is the sinner?"
这个拿单就指着大卫说，你就是那个人。
And Nathan pointed at David and said, "You are that sinner."
所以我觉得弟兄姊妹，我们在有时候在甚至在服侍在在各项的活动中，我们要想到神要改变我们。
Oftentimes in our service, we must be reminded that God wants desires to change us.
所以我们的工作的艰难，生活的艰难。
So the hardship of our work and the hardship of our in our lives.
甚至我们在聚会中的难处。
And even the difficulties in our worship, in our gathering.
一个很重要的原因就是神要来改变我们这个人。
There's a very important reason for that. It is that God desires to change us.
使得他能够兴旺，我们可以衰微。
God desires to.We need to decrease and he must increase.
在我们主日我们那个组现在在学习以弗所书第四章。
And the Sunday school, our group has been studying Ephesians chapter 4.
我们已经进到第五章。
And we have also already entered into chapter 5.
但是在第四章呢他特别讲到我们要脱去我们以前的旧人。
And in chapter 4, it talks about that we must put off our old selves.
我们要来穿上新人
We must be clothed with a new person.
这个旧人就是老亚当的生命。
And the old man is the life of Adam.
这个脱去就是要把我们亚当的生命放在一边。
To cast off is to put aside.
那这个很，这个在圣神的话中特别的准确。
And this is very accurate in God's word.
他不是说我们要去把这个旧衣服怎么洗干净，怎么样，很麻烦一样。
He didn't say that we must cleanse and wash our clothes.
那这个神就说你就把它脱下来。
He says take it off.
然后呢穿上基督耶稣新人。
And to put on Christ, to wear him as a new person.
这就是讲到他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And this again refers to he must increase and I must decrease.
但是我们要在信心中看到这个事情神已经为我们做成。
But we must be able to see this through faith that God, he has already perfected and completed this.
当我们与他的死的形状联合的时候我们就可以和他的复活的形状联合。
When we're unified with him in his death, then likewise we'll also be with him in his life.
在圣经中有一段圣经特别讲到神做事的这个原则。
In the Bible, there's a passage that especially talks about the principle of God's work.
在哥林多前书的第一章第二十八到三十一节。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31, 28 to 31.
这里他说，神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
And the ignoble things of the world and the despised has God chosen, and things that are not, that He may know the things that are.
二十九节说，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
29. So that no flesh shall boast before God.
但我你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption.
如经上所记，三十一节哈，夸口的当指着主夸口。
That according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord.
哎呦，这个原则你看圣经中所有的，你看历史旧约的历史啊，这个是随处可见。
And if you look at the Old Testament, you'll see that these appears multiple times. This is his principle.
你看这个马太福音的基督的家谱。
If you look at the Gospel of Matthew, his genealogy.
这里所提到的女人除了玛利亚以外, 都是很软弱,
and all the women that were mentioned in his genealogy, aside from Mary, were looked down upon in the world.
有这个世上的人所恨恶的妓女。
And there is the prostitute that people despise.
有不能生育的, 有其他的各种不同的情形。
And there were ones who are unable to bear, and amongst others.
但是神就是这样做事,
But this is God's work.
他为什么要这样做事?
And why does he operate in this manner?
他为什么要拣选那些软弱的?
Why does he choose those who are weak?
刚才我们读的已经有答案。
And this, what we just read answers that question.
为什么我们要因信称义呢?
Why must we call righteousness through our faith?
因为我们软弱,
because we're weak.
所以我们才需要靠着信心来信靠神。
And there it is. We must rely upon him through our faith.
我们才要需要向神祷告,
求神的帮助。 And therefore, we must pray to him to seek after his help.
但是最后呢, 它落实到就是要夸口的当, 指着主夸口。
And at the very end, it says that if we're to boast, we must boast in him.
就是讲到我们最后的哈利路亚要给我们的神做事的原则, 就是要让神
And in the end is that our hallelujah must be given to him, and that in him we must give all glory.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹借着这些圣经呢，可以明白神在圣经中做事的这个原则。
So through these passages, I hope brothers and sisters can understand his principle, how God works.
当我们读圣经时，我们这个原则呢是非常基本的一个原则。
And when we read the Bible, this principle is a very basic principle.
有时候呢，你看在旧约的以色列历史中，神常常不拣选那个老大。
If you look at it, read in history that God often did not choose the eldest.
好像是在人强壮的时候所生的啊，人有时候不选择。
And as if that the oldest is when you have in your strength, and God does not choose.
有时候神就选那个软弱的，选那个老二，或者是甚至像大卫一样，到了最排行很靠后的。
Or sometimes he would choose the second one, or even as in the case of David, he chose the last.
个头也不高啊，但是呢，神却看他的心。
He was short, but God looked upon his heart. And these are all referring to the same principle. And that God is everything, and there is nothing for man to boast.
第二方面我们要讲的就是两个生命的并存。
And the second is that within the body there are two lives.
就是讲到我们里面有两个生命的征战。
There is a struggle of two lives in within us.
我常想到刚才我们夺饼的时候，弟兄姊妹点了一首诗歌啊，最后一首121首。
And during the Lord's table, brother picked a hymn which is 121.
那他是冠他万王之王。
And it's to crown him with crown, crown him as the King of Kings, many crowns.
他最后第三段啊，我当时就留意哈，他说他死，带下永远生命。
And in stanza 3, it says that in his death, he brought forth eternal life.
然后呢,他活废去死亡。
And his life defeated death.
所以呢,我们的主他带来永远的生命是一方面。
And so his life brings forth, his death brings forth life.
但是呢,他在死和生死的这个原则上呢,是非常重要的一个原则。
So this is an important principle upon life and death.
我们在领饼杯的时候, 主也让我想到,
well, when we're receiving the bread and the cup, Lord impressed upon me.
他为我们流血舍命,
he shed his blood for us.
他流血使得我们不再,
he shed his blood so that we will no longer be judged.
我们不再, 因为罪, 我们, 因为主耶稣基督的宝血的洁净，我们不再被罪的死的权势所辖制。So
because of his death, that we will no longer be bound by sin.
但是呢，主他的死是和他的生是完全在一起的。His
death and his life are together.
就像硬币的两个面是吧？一正一反。As
if like the two sides of a coin.
One head. The other's tail, 这两个面是一个硬币是没有办法分开的。
And you cannot separate the head and the tail.
就是主他死能够洁净我们的罪。
And that his death can cleanse us of our sins.
但是呢，他若是不能从 死里复活，他就不能证明他是神的儿子。
But if he was unable to resurrect from the dead, then he cannot prove he is the Son of God.
他若不能证明他是神的儿子，他的死就没有价值。
If he could not prove that he is the Son of God, then his death would be without meaning.
因为他的死是因为神无罪的羔羊为我们献上，他才能够洁净我们一切的罪。
And because of his death as the blameless Lamb of God, only then can he cleanse us of our sins.
所以罗马书怎么讲？他说是神是。耶稣是从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And Romans says that he was resurrected from the dead, and he proved that he is the Son of God.
这是我们一个信心和救恩的根基。
And this is the foundation of our faith.
所以他为我们死，是因为他是神的，在神儿子他的这个无罪的羔羊为我们死。
And faith and foundation, and that he is he's proved demonstrated that he is the sinless Son of God.
所以这个杯。代表主耶稣的宝血
，and therefore the cup represents his precious blood.
这个饼代表他的生命
，and the bread represents his life.
这个杯和饼是分不开的
，and the bread and the cup cannot be separate.
所以他的死和他的复活也是分不开的
，and in the same way that his death and his resurrection cannot be separated.
所以这个死与生的原则在我们身上也是没有办法逃避的。
His death and his resurrection, likewise in our lives, cannot be separate as well.
所以在我觉得我们可一个人的一生若是信主他的在神的这个道路上呢有这样的一个过程。
And so as Christians when we trust in him in our life there is this process.
我把它分成五个阶段。
And I've broken down to five sections.
第一个阶段呢就是说我们还没有相信神的时候。
And the first period is that when we do not know him.
啊那就是我没有基督
，and it is that I do not have Christ.
啊，简单就是说 I not Christ.
Simply I not Christ.
啊，那第二个阶段呢，我们蒙恩得救啊，神救恩领导我们啊，但我们还是在属灵上还是婴孩。
And secondly is when His salvation befalls upon us, but within spiritually we're still infants.
所以我们知道我们的神啊，但是呢，我们常常以我们自己为中心。
We know of Him as our God, but oftentimes we are self-centered.
所以我们的阶段就是我和基督。
And the second is I and Christ.
啊，神是我们认识神啊，但是呢，先把我放在前头。
And so I know of God, but I am always before God.
啊，这是一个刚出生被这样的。婴孩的状态。
And this is the circumstance of an infant, a baby that was just born.
那第三个阶段就是我们开始在神的家中开始长大啊。我们呢，但是呢还不真正认识自己。
And the third is when we start to grow in His house, but we still do not truly know of ourselves.
就是还没有到，甚至还没有到我们不认识自己，但是呢我们也不知道我们不认识自己。
We don't really understand or know ourselves, but yet we're unaware of even that.
所以是好像我们是认识神，所以我们把基督放在好像是基督和我这样的阶段。
So I we know Christ, so therefore it's Christ and I, and we place Christ in the beginning.
这是我们有很多弟兄姊妹有时候的光景，包括我自己。
And this is the circumstance of some brothers and sisters, including myself.
我们实在是认识我们的神。
We don't really know our Christ, our Lord.
实在是认我们认识我们的神。
We know our Lord.
但是呢，我们对我们自己的认识还不足。
But we are still incomplete in our understanding of ourselves.
啊，在第四个阶段呢，就是我们再继续的成长。
And the fourth is that we continue to grow.
啊，我们已经知道我们不认识自己。
We already know that we don't understand ourselves.
我们对自己可能还对神和对自己还没有完全的认识。
And towards God and ourselves, we don't have a complete understanding.
可能我们的阶段就是基督，不是我，但是还是有点犹豫。
And it's as if it's Christ, not I, but it's a bit wavering in this.
但是我们还没有完全成熟，但是我们在主里面是慢慢的、渐渐的长进。
We're not fully mature, but we continue to grow in Him.
啊，到最后的时候哈，就是有些诗歌所讲到的哈，我们不一定能达到的哈，现在还没有达到的，就是就是基唯有基督啊。
And so the last part, section is that Christ alone.
啊。或者是讲到就是刚才那个歌所说的哈，就是非我为主。
And so just like the hymn we just sang, not I but Christ.
所以这里就是讲到这个
特别有一个，我觉得这个他这个次序非常有意义。
I think the ordering is very meaningful.
他说的是，就是 not I but Christ， 就是说不是我，乃是基督。啊，就是讲到这个，我们要认识到我们自己，不是我。
So that we must understand that it is not ourselves.
这是一个非常重要的一个。我们需要来经历的。
And this is something that's very important that we must experience.
我用保罗哈，我们都没有达到那个境界，但我用保罗做一个例子。
And I don't feel that we have reached that, but let's use Paul as an example.
保罗他有他的书信啊，有一些的不同的阶段。
Paul has his epistles, and there are different periods in his life.
在保罗比方他有几卷书，我可以给。大家说一下。
So there are a couple of epistles that we can briefly talk about.
比方说在加拉太书。
For example, Galatians.
加拉太书是保罗第一次旅行布道的时候所写。
It was written during his first missionary trip.
所以他是很比较早期写的一卷书。
So something that was written towards the beginning of his ministry.
在加拉太书第二章第八节，他这里讲到。
And in Galatians chapter 2 verse 8, he speaks of.
他说那感动彼得。叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒。
For he that wrought in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision wrought also in me towards the Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里他自己自称是外邦人做使徒。
So Paul here refers to himself as an apostle for the Gentiles.
等到在哥林多前书的时候
，When we come upon First Corinthians，
这是保罗第三次。旅行布道的时候所写。
And this is already during his third missionary trip.
他在哥林多前书十五章第九节。
In First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9.
他说我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
For I am the least of the apostles, who am not fit to be called apostle, because I have persecuted the assembly of God.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Verse 10, but by God's grace I am what I am, and His grace which was towards me has not been in vain, but I am labored more abundantly than they all, but not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这是保罗他自己称是我原是使徒中最小的。
And Paul speaks of himself as the least of the apostles.
在以弗所书
，In Ephesians，
我们知道以弗所书是保罗监狱书信的其中一封。
And Ephesians was an epistle written in prison，
是当保罗在罗马坐监的时候写成。
And when he was in prison in Rome，
他这里在以弗所书第三章第八节这样讲。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 he says，
他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典。叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To me, less than the least of all saints has this grace been given to announce among the nations the glad tidings of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
从外邦的使徒
，from an apostle of the Gentiles，
到使徒中最小的
，to the least of apostles，
然后到众圣徒中最小的
，and then to the least of the least of all saints。
在提摩太前书。
In First Timothy.
在这里是保罗他已经出了罗马的监狱，在寻道前不久他所写的。
And this is when he was in prison, but not long before he was martyred.
他是在提摩太前书一章十五节。
He was in chapter 1 verse 15.
他说：“基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。”
15. Faithful is the word and worthy of all exceptions, a section of sectations that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
16节说，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
But for this reason, mercy was shown me that in me the worst, Jesus Christ might display the whole long suffering.For delineation of those about to believe on him to life eternal.
所以最后保罗他走完他人生的快要到尽头的时候
Towards the end of his life.
当他的生命真正成熟到
When his life has matured to a such extent towards the end, he no longer feels that he is the least of all saints. But he is amongst all the sinners. But he is the first sinner.
所以我觉得就是保罗他的一生，他的经历我们看到，就是讲到不再是我。
And he speaks of that it is not I, but Christ.
所以乃是基督，不错。
It is true that it is Christ.
但是呢，要是我们要是只是唯有基督的话，我们必须对我们自己有一个很深刻的认识。
In order for us to say Christ alone, we must have a very deep understanding of ourselves.
第三方面，我就讲一下我们一些的实际的操练。
And lastly, I want to speak of some practicalities in our life.
那在我们朱弟兄最近也有很多的信息讲到，我觉得实际操练的第一步就是要把自己交给神。And
our brother Chu Freedom has also spoken of some real life practical applications, and the first is that we must give ourselves to God.
我们弟兄特别用到罗马书12章1到2节。
And he especially used Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and
2.
If we do not give ourselves to him, then he is unable to accomplish his work in our life. And the second point is that we must receive revelation from
him.
We are willing to be like the offering, the sacrifice on the altar for him to work upon. But we must receive revelation from him so that we can completely understand ourselves and also understand God.
大卫在他的诗篇中，他139篇，他特别讲到神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And especially in Psalm 139, David speaks of the saying that, Search me, O God, and know my heart, prove me, and know my thoughts.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
那其次呢，除了神光照我们以外，
Not only do we must we have revelation from God.
那最后一点就是我们要借着信心来接受神在我们一切的事情上的带领。
And lastly, is we, through our faith, we must receive all of His guidance in our lives. So when I started, I read this passage.
And
this is Leviticus chapter 13, verse 13.
比较好记，13:13。
It's very easy to remember, 13:13.
但是这个这一节呢，你读起来稍微有点不太。
When we read this, it might be a bit hard to understand the passage. And it says, Behold, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague.
全身都变为白,
And it speaks of a principle.
就是大马蜂若是完全在这个人身上得到了这个彰显。
And it is that this principle has completely manifested itself in this person's life.
就好像我们要真实知道我们是这个罪魁中的罪人中的罪魁。
We must acknowledge ourselves as the worst of all sinners.
假设我们知道我们身上没有一点好处。
And if we come to understand that there's nothing good in us.
我们的心思意念、情感。
And our thoughts are our feelings.
甚至我们自己认为好的,
Even those things we feel they're good.
我们所有天然的一切,
all the things that are natural.
假设我们都认为这些都是不讨神喜悦的,
if we come to accept these things are as displeasing to God.
假设我们因为有这样的一个绝望的境地,
and if we reach this point of no return, this point of understanding.
这个这一经节就是说你是有希望的。
And this passage, this verse says that you're one with hope.
一个人真正绝望的时候，他就会来寻找希望。
Only when a person is hopeless will he seek after hope.
他就会得到耶稣基督的救恩。
And only then will he receive the salvation of Christ.
所有显明在神面前的罪，若是我们可以求他的宝血洁净啊。
All the sins that are visible before Christ, if we ask his blood's cleansing power.
他就可以把我们
He will cleanse us as white as snow.
在约翰一书一章八节也讲到这样的同样的原则。
In First John chapter 1 verse 8, it also speaks of a similar principle.
他说：“我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
”If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us.
所以我觉得在我们对自己的认识的有很多方面。
So I feel there's many different ways for us to understand ourselves.
我今天就是比较强调的就是在对我们自己的罪的这个事情上。
My point of focus and emphasis is upon sin.
我们不应该有显而未见的罪。
We must not have any invisible sin.
我们要是有罪，我们要常常来到神面前，求他的赦免，我们来悔改，求他的赦免。
We must come after, approach him and ask for his forgiveness.
我特别的，对我自己也是，对弟兄姊妹是个提醒。
And as a reminder to brothers and sisters, as well as to myself.
就是在主的饼杯的面前。
And before his table.
在这个哥林多前书十一章，我们常常非常熟悉的这个经节。
And First Corinthians chapter 11, some a passage we're very familiar with.
在第二十八节，他说：“人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。”
Verse 28, but let a man prove himself, and thus eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For the eater and drinker eats and drinks judgment to himself, not distinguishing the body.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。
On this account, many among you are weak and infirm, and a good many are falling asleep.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
But if we judge ourselves, so were we not judged.
所以我觉得这一点就是让我们提醒，当我们来到主饼杯的面前，我们要想到我们这一周内我们有没有得罪神得罪人的地方。
So this reminds us, as we approach this table, we must consider have we sinned against someone this week.
我们在主的饼杯的面前，在我们领用之前，我们要有悔改。
Before we take his bread and the cup, we must repent.
我们要来求主的宝血洁净。
We must ask for the for his blood to clean us.
这样呢，我们这个饼杯。我们要有存着敬畏的心来领用。
And we must approach with fear and respect.
我们就有大有好处。
And only then will we be blessed.
若是我们非常轻率。
And we must be cleansed.
若是我们非常轻率。
If we are very, if we don't think it's important.
那我们有可能就会受亏损。
And if we trivialize this, then we will suffer a loss.
我最近呢有一个个人的有一点的经历。
Recently I had a personal experience.
就是讲在实际上是在我就工作环境中的经历。
And this is experience at work.
我觉得每一个弟兄姊妹都有不同的环境。
I feel every brother and sisters live under a different circumstance.
有些是个人家庭的环境。
And some have circumstances at home.
有些是工作或者是你没有工作可能是学校的环境。
Or sometimes you have situations at work or perhaps even in school.
弟兄姊妹聚会呢是都有教会聚会的这样的环境。
And likewise, even here, we may have a bit of a situation at times.
在我的事情上呢神特别常常管教我在工作上管教我。
And God often disciplined me at work.
我记得在三年以前我进入这个咨询公司工作。
And 3 years ago, I went into this company to work.
这个咨询公司呢，这给我带来很多的这个工作上的压力。
And this company has brought a lot of pressure in my life.
因为也是因为弟兄姊妹常常为我祷告的原因。
But because of the brothers and sisters often pray for me.
这三年呢，说是顺利的过来。
And the 3 years passed very peacefully.
但是呢，也是有很多的。这个没有办法控制的环境。
But oftentimes there were situations that are outside of my control.
我也常常出差。
I often went on trips.
到过远的到过英国伦敦。
And far away to London.
北边到过加拿大的多伦多。
And to north part towards Toronto and Canada.
南边到过佛罗里达的 St. Petersburg.
I went to St. Petersburg in Florida.
中间到过华盛顿.
And in the middle towards Washington.
西边到过圣地亚哥.
And west towards San Diego.
东边不远到过康州.
And on the east, not too far away towards Connecticut.
那虽然很多, 就有时候有些这个必须出差, 但是呢, 神保守不是那么多,
And there were often times these business trips and his guidance wasn't that much.
在这个三年中呢, 我最忙的时候呢, 我就发现了是, 我没有特别祷告或者弟兄姊妹, 没有特别让弟兄姊妹我祷告的时候。
And I find that in these 3 years, there were times where I didn't especially pray for myself or ask the brothers and sisters to pray for me.
有一个两个半月的, 项目,
so there was a project for 2.5 months.
差给我大概那两个半月, 就是掉了10到15磅。
And that 2.5 months, I lost 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, 就是因为没有办法吃睡都搞得一团糟。
It's because I didn't have a regular schedule and eating and sleeping was very difficult.
所以第一年过去后呢，就学乖了。
And after the first year, I learned to be more obedient.
所以礼拜二祷告会，我常常告诉弟兄姊妹，帮我祷告下一个项目马上就来。
And I often ask brothers and sisters to pray for me on Tuesday nights that my next project.
所以呢，就有时候就好很多。
And so oftentimes this helped out quite a bit.
所以最近有个项目就在那个Morristown。
And recently the next project is in Morristown.
开20分钟就可以上班。
And it's only 20 minutes or so to go to work.
所以非常感谢主。
So truly want to thank the Lord.
但是呢，有时候确实是有很大压力。
But oftentimes there is a lot of stress.
有时候我是晚上会醒过来。
And sometimes I would just wake up at night.
我姊妹都知道我睡觉是非常非常好。
I often sleep through the night very well.
什么时候什么地点都可以睡觉。
I'm the type of person who could sleep anywhere at any time.
但是呢，有时候那个项目紧张的时候，我就突然醒过来，哎呦，我一想今天有这么多会，我需要开，怎么办啊？
And then so sometimes I was wake up in the middle of the night thinking that I have so many meetings to go to tomorrow. What do I do?
那这些会不是我坐在那听啊，我需要讲。
And these are not meetings that I just sit there and listen in, but I have to lead these meetings.
所以我就我以后就学了一个非常宝贵的功课。
So I have learned a very precious lesson.
我一醒我就开始背一句圣经。
If I wake up, I would learn to memorize a verse from the Bible.
就是腓立比书4章第6节。
And Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
大家都应该很熟悉。
I think we're all very familiar.
他说是应当以无挂虑。 只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
It says, "Trust in the Lord, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving."
第7节说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I'm sorry. It says, "Be careful about nothing, but in everything, but prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts by Christ Jesus.
哎呦，非常非常有果效。
It's very useful.
我这个读几，我就背几遍。
I just need to recite it several times.
起初的时候我需要，他说嘛，祷，应该接着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And in the beginning it says that prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving.
我就开始祷告那天的，今天开个会，求主帮助我。
So I start to pray and ask the Lord for help in the meetings.
然后祈求主给我聪明智慧。
And I ask for God, for wisdom.
我感谢你。
And I give thanks to him.
这不久就睡过去了,
and then soon after I would just fall asleep.
现在是这样啊,
and it's truly so.
就没有这个压力了, 否则的话你就会想, 这个会我该怎么想, 那个弄我该怎么做。
And then I will, you know, no longer have these, be under so much pressure and not have to think about it anymore.
所以我在, 工作上, 可以经历主。
So I can experience God in my work.
但是我也特别觉得在这个三年的学习中呢, 我也是, 始终没有学好一个功课。
But in these 3 years, I still feel I have not learned a lesson, one lesson well.
就是我常常喜欢求别人的认可和公平的评价。
We often seek after, the approvals of others.
这就是一个自己生命里面的一个 一个非常难以对付的东西。
And this is something that is in our old life that it's difficult to deal with.
所以说我必衰微也说的容易哈，做起来很难。
It is very easy to say that I must decrease, but in practicality it's very difficult.
特别你觉得他对你不公正的时候啊，你就里面有抱怨。
Especially when you feel that you're treated unfairly, then you would complain.
所以到最近的时候呢，因为我的这个项目呢，经常会耽误聚会。
And recently, my projects will often delay me from participating in the meetings.
因为特别是礼拜三，我们有很重要的client 会议。
Especially Wednesdays, I have very important client meetings.
那我礼拜二呢就没有办法早离开参加祷告聚会。
And therefore, on Tuesdays, I cannot leave early to participate in the prayer meeting.
礼拜五呢是整个这个 project 需要 summarize 这一周的时候，我有时候就礼拜五有时候会耽误。
And on Fridays, it's a summary meeting for the week, and sometimes it'll be late to Friday nights.
所以我就很挣扎。
So it's a struggle for me.
那我一方面呢，觉得我这个现在这个工作的这个神让我学的功课没有学好。
I feel that it's a struggle. I feel that I have not really learned this lesson well that God wants me to learn.
但另一方面呢，这个聚会的我实在是耽误很多的聚会。
But on the flip side is it really delayed me from participating in a lot of the gatherings.
所以我就请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
So I asked the brothers and sisters to pray for me.
那最近就有一个机会啊，就是大概三周以前有个机会。
So recently there was an opportunity about 3 weeks ago.
所以呢，这个机会呢，按说是应该来的比较快。
And this opportunity came very suddenly.
但是呢，就是还是神让我有一段的等候。
But it also God also requires me to wait.
所以在我去面试到我拿到，大概有两三周的时间。
So there was about a 2-3 weeks duration between the time I interview and receive getting.
所以在这个去见面试之前，我就让弟兄姊妹为我祷告面试。
So before I went for the interview, I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
整个过程呢，我也请求弟兄姊妹我们自己也是来为这件事情祷告。
And also asked brothers and sisters to pray for me even during the process.
但是最后呢，就是几天之前就已拿到了。
And so several days ago, I've been accepted to this opportunity.
所以我觉得呢，是神一方面知道我没有在这个事情上学好这个当学的功课。
So on one side is God knows that I haven't learned this lesson well.
就是上我必衰微哈，也在神给我们设立环境下更加谦卑和更加的顺服。
And is that I need to decrease, and especially in the circumstance that I must humble. Yeah.
但是神还是怜悯我哈，让我有这个新的工作，我们可以能够向主要，就是能够正常的聚会。
And what I ask God in this new job is to be able to attend meetings, gatherings regularly.
我特别想到王伯伯，他们礼拜五到我们当中在。查经的时候对我们有分享。
I especially remember Brother Wang when he showed up on Friday and shared with us this.
他从这个诺贝尔奖物理学奖今年的得主的角度谈到这个时间的这件事情。
And so from the recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize for Physics, he shared in regards to time.
他是勉励我们要珍惜时间啊，赎回光阴啊，抓住今天呢，来更好的来信主。
He encourages us to redeem our time, to grab hold of our time, and to not let go of today.
所以我就是给弟兄姊妹谈我这个经历呢，原因就是不是我们自己有什么可夸口的。
And so the sharing is not that we have anything to boast of ourselves.
是神的怜悯。
But that everything is through His blessed grace.
给我们的机会能够让我们有更多的时间来追求他。
And it's through His grace that we have more time to seek after Him.
我有首诗歌，我们我看到我们姊妹在那里，我们可以一起唱一下。
I have a hymn if we can sing this together.
就是刚才我提到的是在诗歌第396首。
Is what I mentioned before, hymn 396.
我就把时间交给我们领会的弟兄。
I give the time to our brother.